Senator Cory Booker's recent marathon speech in the Senate, it's a powerful reminder that leadership involves action, not just words. You know, in an era with so many Democrats that are criticizing for inaction against President Donald Trump's policies, Booker's 25-hour and 5-minute address stands out as a bold statement of resistance. Beginning at 7 p.m. on March 31, 2025, Booker took to the Senate floor with a clear intent to protest the actions of President Donald Trump's administration. His speech, which concluded after surpassing the previous record held by Senator Thurmond's 1957 filibuster, covered a range of pressing issues. Booker addressed concerns over proposed cuts to Social Security, threats to the American democracy, and the administration's foreign policy decisions, particularly regarding Russia. He also criticized plans to dismantle the Department of Education and highlighted the potential negative impacts on the nation's educational system. Throughout his address, Booker was supported by fellow Democratic senators, including Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Chris Murphy, who engaged in discussions with him on the floor. This collective effort not only provided Booker with a brief break, but also demonstrated a unified front within the Democratic Party. The speech garnered significant attention, with tens of thousands tuning in via social media platforms, reflecting a widespread public interest and concern over the issues raised. Booker's dedication serves as an inspiring example of the kind of leadership many have been yearning for. At a time when the Democratic Party faces criticism for perceived passivity, his actions signal a readiness to confront and challenge policies that may undermine democratic values and institutions. While this marathon speech alone may not reverse the current political tide, it represents a crucial first step in galvanizing both leaders and constituents toward more active and vocal participation in the democratic process. In moments of political uncertainty, it's essential for leaders to rise and take definitive stands. Senator Booker's unwavering commitment exemplifies the courage and determination needed to initiate meaningful change. His actions remind us all that even in the face of a daunting challenge, taking that first step can set the momentum for a broader movement toward justice and equality. Now, you may say that he just stood up there and talked. It was all talk, no action. What he did was show that they're at least trying something, anything. He's getting the ball moving for the leadership of the Democratic Party. He's setting an example. For that, we need to take this small win and move forward with it.